Mr. Campbell, such an honor, and welcome to the Sacramento Airwaves.
Thank you very much.
I understand you're in Quebec, and you're getting ready for a show.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we're playing Quebec City tonight. This is the third show of the Canadian Tour, which has been epic so far.
And what does preparing for a show entail when you are Viv Campbell of Def Leppard?
Well, we actually have a really busy schedule up here because we're rehearsing songs for our Vegas residency starts next month. So we want to make the Vegas show very different to our normal touring show. And we're blowing the cobwebs off a lot of songs that we haven't played for maybe 30 years or more, and a couple of more recent songs that we've actually never performed.
Oh, cool.
So and we're also hoping, you know, that every night in Vegas is a little bit different than the night before. So we need quite a deep catalog to pull from. So it's a lot of work, you know. So we kind of set ourselves homework. You know, we talk about it. The next show, we say what we're going to work up and sound check, and so everyone goes off and does their homework and comes in prepared, and that's it. So, and then we got a little meet and greet before the show, and then, of course, we're a very vocal-heavy band, so as with every Def Leppard show, there's a lot of vocal preparation goes into it before the show.
So this is your second time with a stint in Vegas. How long is this one going to last? And apparently the first one must have been a lot of fun because you're back.
First one was fun, yeah, and it's going to be a very different show. The first Vegas residency we did was 2013, and we did the Hysteria album in sequence, and that was the first time we'd ever done any album in sequence and presented it as a show, and it was an extreme way for us to present the show, because we, back then in 2013, we actually were our own opening act. We set up in front of the curtain. Behind the curtain was a big production. All the bells and whistles were Def Leppard. We performed the Hysteria album. In front of the curtain, there was this little band called Dead Flat Bird. And we were, of course, Dead Flat Bird. And we presented ourselves as the world's greatest Def Leppard cover band. And we played obscure songs by Def Leppard.
So that's awesome.
That, again, required a lot of work in terms of homework and preparation for the show. But it was immense fun. And again, we did a slightly different Dead Flatbird performance every night. The Hysteria aspect of the show was always the same, obviously, but it was good, you know. And then this time we had to figure out how to go even better on it, you know. And so we really got to work on the catalog of songs and that different way to present this show. And, you know, it's still a work in progress, but we've got some really good ideas, and I think we've got some really good songs. This one starts, it's at Planet Hollywood, Zappos Theater. It starts on August 14th, and I think I'm right in saying that a three-week run.
Oh,
we
wow.
play about 12 shows over 3 weeks. We finish September 7th.
I love that Viv Campbell of Def Leppard just said that he's got some pretty good songs. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, March 29th of this year. It's been quite an epic year, and it continues along with the time in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it has. It's been a great few years for Leppard, but over the last year and a half, I think, in particular, things have really ramped up for us. And, you know, we finally, in January of 2018, we finally resolved our dispute with our original record company, and we were able to put our entire catalog online for all the, you know, iTunes and all the streaming services and whatnot. And I really think that's helped us, amongst other reasons, that's helped us kind of grow our audience. And we've seen so many people coming to the show, so many younger people who are young enough to be our kids. And so that's a great energy that comes with that generation. You know, it kind of amps up the room, and we're always the kind of band that's fed off the energy of an audience. You know, the more the audience gives, the more we give back, and it's always been something that's worked for us, and it's great to see, you know. So I really do think that the band is in somewhat of an ascendancy at the moment, and you know, I being the new guy in the band of only 27 years,
yeah, the baby
Leppard fan. I was a Leppard fan for many years before I was in the band, and I I always saw that, that Leopard never really got the industry respect that I felt that the band deserved. You know, if you look at records like Pyromania that sold over 10 million in the US and Hysteria that sold over 15 million. And,
wow.
You know, but yet neither of those records got a Grammy nomination, you know. So it's, it always kind of, I thought it was quite amazing, you know. So I do think that, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing is very richly deserved for Joe and Sav and Rick and Phil and Pete Willis and, you know, Steve Clark. And I think, you know, I probably got in there by default, but
I'll stop.
Take it. But it's, you know, I do think that the band certainly deserves it, you know.
You are a football fan. What are your thoughts on the Women's World Cup that just happened and the U.S. team?
I think it's amazing. I watched a few of the games. We were actually in Europe playing mm-hmm. festival shows last month when it was all gone off, and we were watching games. We'd be watching the games on Joe's iPad right before we go on stage, and Joe and Sav and I are the three football fans in the band, and they play exceptionally well. I mean, they really, really have raised the status of the game. You know, and to win four World Cups is quite amazing. You know, and I think you know the fact that they're championing for equality and for equal pay and stuff, I think is absolutely amazing. I mean, I think they certainly deserve it. You know, they've certainly raised the art of the game for women across the world, and an exceptional team. You know,
very cool. You are healthy these days. I understand you. You had a battle with cancer, and how are you feeling these days?
You know, it's still ongoing. I'm very fortunate that for the last 4 years, I found a treatment that works for me that helps to stabilize things, just holding it in place. This immunotherapy, I was part of a clinical trial that started 4 years ago on that. And, you know, prior to that, I'd done a few rounds of chemo and the cancer came back, and I'd done a stem cell transplant that came back. And so I consider myself very fortunate that I found something that you know, if it's not curing it, at least it's kind of holding it in place and very benign side effects. So I'm able to just get an infusion about once a month and continue with my life and my work. And, you know, it's speaking of my work, I mean, at the worst of my cancer back in 2014, I was still working, and that was a big part of what helped me pull through it, you know. And I'm very grateful to my bandmates in Def Leppard for allowing me to go on tour when I was like that. I mean, I consider I was probably a bit of a liability, you know, considering I was throwing up after shows and stuff like that. But that it was a very, very important part of my dealing with it and my recovery from it, was that I could continue to live my life and to work. You know, my work has always been very vital to me. It's always given me great purpose. And my own personal take on cancer is that you can't capitulate. You know, you can't give into it. You've got to just keep going. And otherwise, I do think it'll take you, you know. So I consider myself to be one of the very fortunate ones. So.
Well, that is very, very good to hear. So the show in Las Vegas starts July 31st. Live Nation is bringing you there. What do the group members of Def Leppard do when they're not on stage, but they're in Las Vegas for 3 weeks? What do you do for fun in that city, you personally?
Well, I don't know about the other guys, but I'm planning to work. I've got a side project band called Last in Line, and we've got a couple of original albums out. We are, you know, formed from the remnants of the original Dio band, of which I was a part back in the early 1980s. And so, I mean, right now it's only myself and drummer Vinny Appice are the only two surviving members. You know, Ronnie passed away, obviously, in 2010. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Bain passed away in 2016, sorry. Andrew Freeman, who is the lead singer in Last in Line, he lives in Las Vegas. So we're actually going to get together to get a head start on what will be the third Last in Line album. And we're going to write some songs. And that suits me, because I'm not the sort of person who, well, for one thing, I really enjoy working and I like to keep busy. But Las Vegas isn't the sort of town where I personally would like to have free time. So I'll be working when I'm not working with Leopard, I'll be working with Last in Line. And on the days when I can't work with these or those guys, I think I'll probably fly back to L.A., you know, and see my dentist or something.
There you go. Do you, how often do you get back to Belfast?
I usually get back at least once a year. Some years I make it two or three times. I was just there last month. Like I said, we were in Europe with Leopard playing festival shows, and I managed to get two or three days back in Ireland, Belfast and Donegal. I went up for a couple of nights up there. And I'll be back in November, November 29th. I'm actually, is the first European show for Last in Line. And we'll be playing in Belfast. That's our opening night.
That's
so
awesome.
That'll be fun.
Do you have a favorite song, or is that like, I often ask, is that like choosing between children to ask what if you have a favorite song that you like to perform?
Well, I think any song that's fresh to the set is always fun to play because it requires more mental concentration, you know, and plus it's just new to you. Or if it's not a new song, it's new to that show. You know, there's certain songs that we play all the time. You know, it is difficult to get excited about those, but we always look to the audience to give us that excitement. You know, like I said, that's how we improve our performance, is to feed off the energy of the audience. And if we're playing Pour Some Sugar on Me and it's the 3 millionth time that we've played it, you know, if we were just playing it to four walls in a rehearsal room, it would be dull as dishwater, sorry, for us. But when you play in front of an audience and you see that excitement and feel that energy, and we kind of feed off that and we give it back. So, but that's one of the things that'll be great about this Vegas show, is that, you know, we're playing some songs that we've never played before. We're playing some, you know, deep album cuts that are perhaps more guitar-centric, you know. So for me as a guitarist, that's kind of fun. And some of those songs we haven't played in close to 30 years or something, you know, or 25 years. So it'll be a lot of fun to do that.
To your point of a new generation, my youngest daughter's 25, and her boyfriend is a 25-year-old guitarist who is a walking Def Leppard encyclopedia, and his head was going to explode when I told him who I was talking to. And I'm thinking, how do you even know who these people are? He goes, are you kidding? So I'm excited for you in Las Vegas. To your point, a whole new generation of fans enjoying your music, the new stuff and the old stuff. I think Las Vegas is going to be just a fantastic venue, and you're going to be there for 3 weeks, you say?
Yeah, 3 weeks, from August 14th to September 7th.
Good stuff. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. Continued health to you. I wish you good health, and congratulations on so many things, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and this residency, Sin City residency for Def Leppard. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Kat. Pleasure.
Take care. Well. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.